Daf is Daf Gimel. We got to the bottom of Beis and Beis in the middle of the conversation of Stam Get, Stam Zvachim. So Gemara now says last six or seven lines of the Beis and Beis. The Gemara says Gave Get the Stam Pasul Minalan. How do we know a Stam Get is Pasul? That you need to have Lishma in order to make it a good Get. So the Gemara says Ilem, if you're going to tell me Mehad the Tam from the Mishnah that appears in Maseches Gittin. Haya over b'shuk, a person's passing through the shuk, v'shama sofrim makrin ish ploni, they hear the sofrim practicing. Rashi explains that the sofer would train other talmidim how to become learning safris. They teach him to write this and write that. So the sofer says, you know, ish ploni, girish plonis, mimakum ploni, and v'amar zeshmi, so fine. He says, say this, and they all start writing down on the get, whatever their rebbe's telling them to write down. So the person's walking by and hears from the classroom these words and says to himself, Amar, Zeshmi v'Zeshemishi, this is my name, this is my wife's name, so maybe I could go ahead and just buy that get to use. Pasul Lagarish Bo, you can't use this. Why? What's the reason? It sounds like because a Stam get isn't a good get. And it's since the Sofer didn't have the Lishma in mind, it's not going to work. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Dilma Kadera Papa, maybe that case is different. It's not a case of Stam, where he's walking through the shuk and hears the sofrim practicing. Because Damara Papa, Hacha Besofrim Ha'asun, Lislami Askinan, Velo Ichtev Lashem Krisus Klau. When it comes to get, the prerequisite is has to be Lashem Krisus to work as a get. Secondary Lishma is who is it going to be for? This doesn't even have the first layer of Lishem Krisus, so it doesn't even get off the ground. It's a whole other discussion. So then the Gemara says, so still, what is the storis that Stam get is possible? Elamiha, from another Mishnah there in Maseches Gittin, it says, top of Gimel Menaf, the very first word. Yes, okay, more than that, the greater Chiddush adds the Mishnah is, Kosev Lagarish is Ishto. The guy writes, or he pays a sofer to write for him to divorce his wife. V'nimlach, and he changes his mind. He doesn't want to divorce the wife. Matza ben Iro v'amar lo. He finds another guy in the same city as him and says, Shemi kishimcha. Your name is like my name. Shem Ishuk, Shem Ishuk. We have the same wife's names. You use my get. I know you want to divorce your wife. It's all yours. I don't need this anymore. It's pasul. So we see from this is a pasul lagarish bo. He can't use this get. But why? Why is that the case? So with this is not the situation of stam. It's a stam get with the sharing the same names and the sharing their same city. Shouldn't it be good? And the wife says, no, this isn't stam. Dilma shiny hasam dintek le l'shem gerishun dahu. It was made shelo lishma. It was given for Reuven and Rachel 1. And not Reuven Rachel 2. That's Shelo Lishma. That's Dafka not for them. This wasn't a Stam case. This was Lishma. We're using for someone who was a different name, which is Shelo Lishma. We're looking for a Stam get case where it's possible. So then the Gemara says, Tosfos is bothered by this. What exactly the Havamin is. It's very clear here this is Shelo Lishma. Why would you even think this is a Stam case here? It clearly was written for the first couple, not for the second couple.
So if you look.
Huh?
Right.
Yeah. No, but it's not a stam case though. It doesn't have stam. So Tosa asks this question: the cost of the garish is ishto v'nimlach tema ma'inin ze'etel stam. This isn't stam. This was l'shem the first couple, which is that means by definition it's shelo l'shma for the second couple. That's not stam. Tosa's answer is because of v'yeshlomer. Rather, the psychodidach I would think. Kevin de Nimlach, since he changed his mind, that first couple, that first husband, im kein mistamakasru mitchila shim yachzebo yigarish mishayirza. Perhaps it was written initially, I think I want to divorce my wife, but if not, it's going to have the secondary lishma of stam. It's a very strange case, where I first write it, have this overwrite lishma for me and my wife, and if not that, if it's going to built in a tanai, if I don't need to use it, let it be used for whoever needs it and shares the same name and same city. That was the Havamina. It's a little bit of a difficult way to read the Havamina.
They only had first names then, so it wasn't impossible. Yeah?
Correct. So then the Gemara says, five lines down, Ella, Meha, from the following case, Yeser Al-Kain, more than this, a greater Chiddush, where in other situations where the get is possible. Yeshlo Shtei Nashim, a person has two wives. Sheshmo Sam Shavos, he has married two wives, exactly the same name, he marries two Saras. And Kasav Lagarish Sagdola, he writes a get to divorce his older wife, the wife Sarah, one, let's call her, Lo Yigarish Bo Esektana. He can't use it to divorce the younger one, even though they share the same name, it's a different person. So the Gemara says, so that's possible. Isn't that a case of Stam? He wrote it for one of his wives, whichever one it is. The Gemara says, no, that's not a case of Stam again. Dilma Shiny Hasam, it's different there. De Intik Le L'Shem Gerishin Dahi. He wrote it for the Gedola, that's Lishma. for the gedola, which by definition means it's shelol lishma for the katana. That's not a case of stam. So we're still looking for the source of get stam get. It's possible.
So the Hava Mina here was that he wrote it for any of them? Is that what it is?
Because the Hava Mina must be like Tosfos.
So it's as hard as the other one.
No, Tosfos probably said the same thing. He wrote it for the Gedola. If it's not for the Gedola, I guess it's for the Katana. So that was a secondary Hava Mina, I guess. So Ella Meha, from the following case. Yes, okay, a greater chiddush. You know what a greater chiddush is, where it's going to be possible. Amar Livlavla, he writes, he tells the sofer, Kosev, write a get with the following names. Uleiz Asher to Garish, I'm going to choose which of my wives, so they share the same name, the Gdola, the Ketana, they're both Sarah. I'll decide whom to give it to. So the halacha is Pasol, the Garish, but you can't use this. So the Gemara says, maybe that's not because Stam is Pasol, maybe because this Mishnah holds Dilma, Shiny Hasam, De'ain Brera. Brera means that you can't figure out things retroactively, decide which is which, who the get's going to. You want to get to be kosher, has to be decided from mikan ulaba, that you want to give to this wife or that wife. But to say retroactively it was written for this one, this we don't hold a brera. So that's why it doesn't work. And therefore, it's not going to be a case of lishma, or even a case of stam, I guess. So the look at Rashi. Rashi writes, the ain brera, four lines from the top, the griya mistama. This is actually worse than a stam case. Why? The Shema B'Shah Shenichtav, the moment it was written, Lo Haya B'Daito Shabal Lezu Vintuk L'Shem HaAcheres. Perhaps when it was written, he didn't have the Das for the older one, and therefore it's somewhat of a Shalol Lishma. I'm not really clear what Rashi means by that. It's not like the simple understanding the Gemara was. He didn't have any Das. He had just was Stam, case. That seems to be what the Mishnah is being presented here. But Tosu says, no, it's worse because perhaps he didn't have in mind at all for A, and then he really had, probably a better situation. Let's say he had three wives. So he had in mind either one or two, but didn't have in mind three. And then maybe he decided afterwards to give it to three, so then that would be a situation where the number three really wasn't on his radar in the first place. But it sounds like from Rashi, had it been a situation where he was open to either one from the beginning, maybe that would be a stam case and good. So I'm not sure, really sure why the Gemara had to reject this, but the Gemara rejects
this. Because of Ein Brera, we force his original Das to have picked one, like because Ein Brera, so therefore, see, like at the moment,
he must have had a Das then. Could be that's what Rashi's saying also, maybe. Unclear. So then finally the Gemara says the final source, the final solution as to what is the source of the get, Stam get, is Elamiha. The Gemara tells us, quotes from a Mishnah, Kosev Tofsei Gitin. So a person's writing, the sofer has a lot of free time. Figures I'll get ahead of the game a little bit and starts to write to prepare Gittin. But he leaves open, who's going to be divorcing here. So he writes all the basic texts. He writes the Tofse Gittin, but Tzarech She'aniach Malkum Ha'ish. You need to leave blank the name where the husband will go, the area where the husband's name is going to be written, and the Malkum Ha'isha, where the wife's name is going to be written, U'Malkum Ha'edim, and the place where the Edim are going to sign, U'Malkum Hazman, and the place where the time will be written. All that has to be left blank. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Af Tzarech She'aniach Makom. You also have to leave the area where it says Hareat Muteresh L'Choladim. That's the essence of a get, where it says it's permitted. So all that is has to be left open. Why? Why can he write the line of Hareat Muteresh L'Choladim? Because if it's written that way, Stam, you don't know who it's going to. Stam, we see from this Mishnah, is Pasul. When you write the words Hareat Muteresh L'Choladim, has to be with the Lishma, to which couple is using this get. And that's the source that a stam get is possible.
Why didn't we do that first?
That's the nature of the Gemara.
Welcome to
Bible. Yeah.
Is that similar to what called Sher Lakai? Did they put like a kuf?
Kununya, yeah. No, that's a different Indian. But Maisa Kinyan for the Kedushin, for Ksuba. Okay, now the rest of the daf, we're going to go through different kashas back and forth and answers of different situations of the stam by zvachim and gittin and so on and so forth. So that's the rest of the daf now. So the Gemara says halfway down the amud here, Surami Milsach Risa. Going back to the story from the yesterday's daf where they were in the tchum, that individual, I forget which Amor was, he was in the tchum where he saw it, where there's a great kasha and a great answer. Ravina was telling Rapapa, you weren't with us in the tchum where Rava was asking these great questions. So the previous discussion was about get and zvachim. So the next discussion he had in that in Shabbos that you missed was the following question Rava asked. The Turami Milsach Risa, he asked another question. Mi Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, does Rav really say, Chatas Sheshachta L'Shem Ola Psula? If you have a Karman Chatas and the Kohen Shechs it L'Shem Ola, which is incorrect, that's possible, that disqualifies the Karman Chatas. But shachta l'shem chulin, if you shecht a chatas to be a regular mundane animal, as a regular shechita, which is incorrect, it's actually kshera. So if you do a ola, the ola ruins the chatas, but a chulin doesn't ruin the chatas. We're referring to the l'shma, the kavana of the kohen.
This is only the shechita part. Not
there's only shechita part. I'm not sure.
Otherwise, how could he do chulin with kavana?
There's no concept of
right. There's no. There
I hear. It could be just. It could be. Yeah. I didn't see anyone discuss this, but you could be right. I guess. So the Gemara then says alma dimine, if it's the same type. It's machver bay, meaning what? If it's in the same world, the ola and chatas are in the world of kadshim. So something within the same world as chatas, but it's the different detail. So then that will ruin that machver bay. That will ruin the karban. But if it's the lav mine, if it's not the same type, lo machver bay. If it's chulin, which is a whole other world, the chulin so off the radar, it cannot change the status of a karban. So if I've got a karban here, it's kadosh. I was makdish it as a chatas. So if I now move it to an ola, which at least is in the same radar, the same arena, that's going to ruin, it's going to impact it. But if I speak about chulin, that's a whole other world. It's not even shayach here. Just because the kohen thinks of chulin, it can't penetrate this area, and the chulin will not impact the status of the karban. So that's the assumption we have right now, at least the understanding of the shita of Rav, why in ola, if the kavanah of ola ruins a chatas, but kavanah of chulin doesn't ruin a chatas. So he asks a question now, Ruminhi, from a Mishnah in a get, kol aget shenichtav shelo l'shem isha pasul. A get that's written shelo l'shma, we know already by now, is pasul. V'yafilu l'shem ovedes kochavim nami pasul. And even if you write a get for a non-Jew, it's pasul. Now wait a second. I understand if you write a get for a different isha, a Jewish woman, so that's minei, that's the same type, it's going to destroy the status of the get. I mean, the get's being written for Sarah, and you have l'shma of Rachel. So that's minei, the same type as machribe. If I write a get for a goy isn't shayach for gittin. It's lav minei, that's not the same type. So that shouldn't ruin the status of the get. Just like chulin doesn't ruin the status of the chatas, because chulin has nothing to do with a karban, so too the goy, which has nothing to do with the get, should not, just because that was the kavana, shouldn't ruin the get. So what did he answer? Vishani, he answered, get dal avodas chachavim minei havelei stama. So let's say you remove the goy from the equation. Let's say you the sofer is writing l'shem goy. Take out that goy status. He didn't have in mind goy. Delete that from the area. So now what happens is this get was written stam. Right now it's written, a get is written stam, and he added a kavana for a goy. Remove goy right now. Remove that which is in shayach. So now in essence he's writing a stam get. What does halach of a stam get? The stama pasul. Stam gets pasul. When it comes to the world of kadshim, though, he thought about chulin. So chulin's not shayach, so we're going to remove chulin out of the picture here entirely. So kadshim dal chulin minai, let's remove the chulin. So what happens now? If chulin's no longer kavana, it becomes havelei stama. It's a stam case of a karban. And we already know by now, stama ksherim. Stam zevach is actually kasher. And that's the difference between get and zevachim. Okay. This is, now it's getting a little bit harder, guys. Slowly getting harder and harder. So now the Gemara says happens to be a fascinating discussion here. This is they use this as a raya for the famous discussion, though, the Behuda and the Hasidim, whether you say l'shem yuchud before doing a mitzvah. So they brought a raya from here that before kachim, you have to bring say l'shem yuchud. It has to be done l'shma for a zavach, l'shma. So the Behuda says, no, he just says this nafka, a steer to what you're saying here. Because he says, when it comes to a stam isha, Stam Isha is actually not going to be good. You need Lishma to create it to be good. But Stam Kudshim, it's still Kasher. I mean, a Kudshim is still good even without Lishma. You don't need a Lishem Yucha to make the carbon a good carbon. Even Stam, it's good. So if by Kudshim, Kudshim are good without Lishma, so certainly mitzvahs, that doesn't require Lishma either. You don't need a Lishem Yucha to make it into a mitzvah. So this becomes one of the rise for the discussion of the Nodav Yehuda and the Hasidim. Gemar now says, Rama Milsa Achrisa. There was another question Rava asked, and it's the following. Mi Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Does Rav really say, Chatas Sheshachtu L'Shem Ola Psula? If a Chatas was shechted with the kavan of an ola, it's possible, but if it's shechted l'shem chulin, we said it's kshera. What was the assumption there? As we said above, we're repeating it again now. Alma dimine, if the other lishma was in the same arena as the karban, it's machrebe. An ola and chatas are both in the world of kachim, so an ola, the shma of an ola, destroys the karban chatas. But delomine, if it's another type of topic, it's a chulin area, it's not even shayach here, lo machrebe cannot impact the status of that karban. So that's the assumption by karbanos. V'hatanya, but doesn't the Braisa tell us now, this is very shaykh for this week's parsha, we're talking about now in the world of Tumah, these parshials. So there's a concept, tocho v'lo toch tocho. Okay, so we need a little bit of background here. When it comes to a klei cheres, a earthenware pot, can only become tameh if there's a sheretz or something else, that ava Tumah, like a sheretz, is in the airspace, the avir, the airspace of the kli. If the sheretz touches the back of the kli cheres, it doesn't make it tamer. Normally a kli, if I have a metal kli or glass kli, a sheretz touches even the outside of the kli is tamer. When it comes to kli cheres, it's not tamer from the outside, only if there's a kli sheretz on the inside. And the avir, even though it doesn't touch it, even hanging in the airspace is enough to be metameh that kli cheres. So that's the basic understanding. But it's only if it's tocho, but velo toch tocho, not toch tocho. What's the case? The Rashi explains, I'm saying this outside, let's say I've got a huge oven right now. And now in the oven I've got another kli inside the oven. And the picture there, oh beautiful, okay, excellent. So those who want to look at the picture, I'll describe this and you can look at there from Ricky's picture, those of an art scroll. So now inside the oven, you have another, let's a high pitcher. And the pitcher goes above the walls of the oven. So the oven walls stop here and the pitcher is over here now. So let's say you have a sheretz in between where the pitcher is and in the oven. It's in the oven airspace. So now it's tocho of the oven, but it's not tocho of the pitcher. So we say it's only tocho, but tocho, it's not there. Since the air, since the lips of the pitcher go above the oven, it's not viewed as inside the pitcher. Even though the pitcher is situated in the oven, that's not going to become tame. That's what's referred to as lo toch tocho. Okay, it has to be inside the walls of the oven, not inside the walls of the oven, if that makes sense. And then the Gemara says, "Vafilu klishatev matzel." Even a klishatev is going to say, "What's a klishatev? How do they define klishatev? Like a metal, a regular metal kli. Even a metal kli will also protect it. What exactly? So even a klishatev will also be saved from this situation." So what's going on here? So if you look at the Rashi, the first wide line's down, it's in the middle of a Rashi, but that's the key point. The first wide line, it starts off, Ve'ein kli metame me'aver kli cheres. Rashi writes, Umidikatani kli shetef, since it's kli shetef matzil, that also saves, Alma, the lav mine, if it's not the same type, it's chaitzebe, it serves as a chatzitza, meaning initially the Gemara is talking about a kli cheres pitcher inside a kli cheres oven. So since it's the same type, since it's minei, it could actually stop. It's machrebe. If it's the same type, it's machrebe. But if it's a kli shetev, which is a different material, non-earthenware, so then we would say, if it's lav minei, it's lo machrebe. If it's not the same type, it shouldn't serve as a break. Just like chulin doesn't have any impact on the world of kachim, the kli shetev shouldn't have any impact on the oven that's kli cheres. So again, Rashi says, Alma, the lav minei, if something is not the same material, it's chaitzebe, it serves as a chatzitza, and yet it's still mevatel ashem tocho. It is mevatel tocho. Hachanami, we should say, so just like kli shetef is able to impact and create a chatzitza for the kli cheres, we should say lichol nashem chulin ulivsa. We should allow the chulin kavana, the shema for chulin, to affect and ruin the kadshim. That was the question. It was a little bit more involved, a little harder to understand this one. And so the Gemara answers, Vishani asu chulin etzel kadshim kimechitza etzel taner. The answer is that we're making chulin relative to kadshim like a wall relative to a oven. What does that mean? You're not making the right comparison. It's not about the materials. It's about really kalim is the same topic as a kli cheres. An oven is a keli, and a kalim are a kalim. Who cares whether the keli is made of earthenware or not, or a kli shetev? It's all kalim. That's all considered the same min. What's considered not a min by an oven? A wall. A mechitza, that's not a kli. So the kli shetev, that's the same min as the tanur. That's why a min, rather a kli, can serve as a chatzitza. It could protect the pitcher, if the sheret is here, the pitcher can protect what's inside the pitcher. Whether it's made of kli cheres or kli shetef, it's all the same type of topic of a kli. But if you build a mechitza, a wall down the middle of the oven, and this side of the wall there's a sheret, and this side there's food, that sheret will go right through, that tumah will go right through that wall and affect the food on this side, because a mechitza is not a kli, and that's considered lav minei. That's the comparison. So chulin to kudshim, those two worlds, is like a wall to an oven. Yeah? Okay. So the Gemara says, let's read this inside now to explain. Ma mechitza, just like a mechitza, etzal tanur, a wall relative to a tanur, la mahanya leklal, doesn't create a chatzita, meaning the sheretz tumah goes right through the wall, because it's lav minei, it's not the same type. One's a wall, one's a kli, an oven. So afso to chulin, etzal kachim, lo mahanya le. So to chulin and kachim are two separate worlds, entirely different world. The chulin has no impact on the kachim. What's the rai? How do we know that a mechitza is not chotetz for an oven? The Tzan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Kelim that tanur, an oven, shechatetzu b'nisarim, that you place some wooden boards to split the oven in half, obiyirio, so you have some curtains in between the oven, one half and the other half. V'nim sasheretz b'makum echad, you find a sheretz on one side, one area behind the wall, behind the curtain. Doesn't make a difference. Hakol tamei, the sheretz is able to penetrate right through that wall, right through that curtain. The mechitza is lav minei, and therefore lo machriv be.
It's not relevant to that wall in this case that you described as either a curtain or wood and not a kli cheres. Maybe kli cheres is stronger.
Doesn't make a difference. No matter what material is, it depends on the nature of the item as opposed to the material. So then the Gemara says, let's say there's a kaveres shipechusa. But the kaveres is like a it's beehive that has, it's less than it's shipechusa Rashi, which is open, which is Rashi explains it's not really a kli. It's wide open. I guess where there's no base kibble to hold anything inside this hive, or pekuka bekash, or it was covered up with hay of some sort. Umishuleshes leavir hatanor, and you lower it down inside the oven. So then the sheretz betocho hatanur tameh. So then the sheretz is inside of it, hatanur tameh. The tanur becomes tameh. Sheretz betanur ochlin shebesocho tameh. These things are not going to serve as mechitzas either. These are not kalim. These are just other examples of non-kalim. First we had a mechitza, then we had a beehive. Anything that's not a keli cannot separate the different compartments of an oven. That's all the Tanakhama. That's how we assume. But then there's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, continuing in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer argues and says it actually is mitar. These things can actually separate the different compartments. How come Rabbi Eliezer says this? So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, kal v'chomer. Im hitzil b'meis ha'chomer, lo tatzil b'klicheres ha'kal. So we know in the world of tumas meis, we have a concept of olos, a mechitzas. If a meis is in one room, it's not going to go through the walls into another room. So if a wall, a mechitza, an ohel, is able to keep in and block the tumas meis, so, which is a very severe tumah, so which is avi avos ha-tumah, so certainly it should have the ability to stop a klecheres. A sheret which is behind one wall should not penetrate through the other wall. So that's a very sound kal v'chomer, Rabbi Eliezer says, and therefore if there is a mechitza, it will block the sherets. So the Mishnah continues and says, the response back to Rabbi Eliezer is amru lo, they say back to Rabbi Eliezer, lo, you can't make such a kal v'chomer. Because im hitzil b'meis ha-chomer, if it saves, a wall is able to save by a mace, that's because shekein chalukin ba'olim. We find there are halachas of ohel by tumas mace. The psukim tell us, Rashi tells us, look at the top Rashi here. In the tzliach, in hitzila rather, mechitza b'mace, if a wall is able to protect the other rooms and keeping the mace inside that behind that wall, hachamer ba'ol mace, shem mechitza mafsekes v'kelem shem'avar hasheni tor, and it protects all the kelem and food on the other side of the wall, it's a mefurish pasuk in Parshas Chukas, dechsev kol hasheba ohel yitma v'hani la b'hahi ohel ninu. Only that which is within the ohel, says the pasuk, is tameh. Anything outside is tahor. So that's a mefurish pasuk, and it's not a kal v'chomer. It's a gezeres ha-kasev, and you can't bring kal v'chomers from tumas meis. So the Gemara says again, im hitzil b'meis ha-chomer shekein chaluka ba'olim. If we understand why it's ohel mechitza, we're able to be mekel because the Torah is able to be. Torah tells us to be mekel by tumas meis with a mechitza. Tatzil b'klicheres is a wall. Is mechitza going to save a klicheres hakal? Shein chalukin balin. We don't find anywhere where an ohel affects any other areas of tumah, and therefore mechitza doesn't break up the sheretz from the klicheres. Gemara now says hatinach l'rabbanim. So that which we said all makes sense for the rabbanim. Again, the question we had If it's mine, if it's the same min, it's machir bey or la machir bey. We had said before that when it comes to kadshim, so chulin is not able to touch kadshim. If you had in mind lishma of chulin, it's still a good kadshim. Because if it's lav mine, if it's not the same type, it's lo machir bey. It doesn't ruin it. So what do we say when it came to kadshim? If it's lav mine, it's lo machir bey. So that was mechitza. But according to Rabbi Eliezer says even mechitza, which is lav mine, it still is going to serve as a chatzitza. So he has to ask the question now: how come by zvachim chulin, which is lav mine, chulin doesn't affect it, but in the world of tumah, mechitza, which is lav mine, does affect it? What's the difference between tumah and zvachim? I hope this is somewhat clear, guys. So the Gemara then says again the top three lines down in Gimel and Beis. The Rabbi Eliezer, Ma'ik Lamemer, what are you going to explain? Rabbi Eliezer, Kalvachomer, Kamer. He says a Kalvachomer. So if that's the case, a Kalvachomer means it's not a problem. I mean, the Kalvachomer only applies to Tumah. He did not have a Kalvachomer in the world of Zvachim. Zvachim is that Lavinei, Lomachribe. He would also say the same thing by Tumah, but then he brought a Kalvachomer from left field, so that was able to change it. So they're two different worlds. Tumah has a Kalvachomer, and Kajim doesn't have a Kalvachomer. And that explains the difference. The Gemara says is if it's really based on the logic, Yachi, Hasam Nabi, Lema Kavachomer. We could say Kavachomer by Kachim as well, and we should say Chulin should be Machrebe, should ruin the carbon chattis. How so? Kachim Mechalim Kachim. If my Lishma of Ola could ruin a chattis, so Chulin Lakoshagim. So if I have an incorrect, wouldn't you imagine a really Lishma that's so off the mark should certainly ruin it?
Is it off the mark or because it leads to
not sure which one. I guess I hear either one. It could be maybe less kedusha. That might make more sense, I guess. Less kedusha. If I'm saying an ola, which at least has some level of kedusha, it destroys it. So if I'm having something that's completely no kedusha, something completely mundane, certainly that should ruin the kedusha status. So maybe what you're saying makes more sense. I don't know which one it is, though. I don't think Rashi says either way. Yanti Rashi making any suggestion here. So the Gemara says, Ella, you're right. The reason of Rabbi Eliezer in the world of Tumah, why he does allow Mechitza to serve as a Chatzitza, it's not based on a Kal V'chomer. Ella, Taima, the Rav, Kerebi Elazar, Tama Rebbe Elazar, my Taima. He's going back now to the reason why Rav held that if you take a Chatas and Shecht it for an Ola, you know why it's good. Nothing to do with any logic. It's based on a Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us, don't desecrate any of the kodshim of the Bnei Yisrael that you had designated to Hashem. So what does that mean? Kodshim mechalin kodshim, vein chulin mechalin kodshim. Only kodshim are able to affect kodshim, but chulim cannot affect kodshim. It's based on exer sakasav, because since the Patek says, I think that's a drash, it says kodshay in the plural, it says velo yichalu. It sounds like only kodshim can be mechalel al kodshim, but chulin cannot be mechalel kodshim. So we see alma asakra afke mekal v'chomer. So we see you're right. Even though there's a kal v'chomer that you could have said by kodshim that we said earlier, just like kodshim ruins kodshim, you should say chulin also ruins kodshim. No, a special kodesh akasav tells us that only kodshim can ruin chulin. Rather, only kodshim can ruin kodshim, but chulin may not ruin kodshim. So it's a special kodesh akasav that uproots the potential Kal V'chomer. So the Gemara says, now let's bring this back to the world of Tumah V'Tahara. Hachanami, let's say, Lesi Tocho and Lifke Mekal V'chomer. So we say, why did Rabbi Eliezer say a Mechitza does serve as a Chatzitza for Tumah? Because of Kal V'chomer, he said. If he said with Kal V'chomer was as follows, if Mechitza blocks Tumas Meis, so certainly Mechitza should block Kli Cheres and Sheretz. But no, he says there's an extra pasuk that says Tocho. Maybe Tocho should say that only if it's a Kli that has a Tocho can serve as a Chatzitza, but not a Mechitza. And the Gzer Sakasiv should uproot the Kal V'chomer by Tumah as well. So Gemara says, no, that Tocho is not available for Drasha. Hi Tocho mi Barle, it's needed to teach me a different Drasha already. It's already taken. It's not available. And therefore the Kal V'chomer stands of Rabbi Lazar saying it's Tahor, that the Mechitza serves as a Chatzitza. What's the tocho used for? What's the drasha? Mibari Le says the Gemara, La'ochlin shegiblon betit v'yachnisan le'avir tanra. You have a piece of food that was wrapped around in mud. It's now in mud. And now you put this mud with the kli hidden inside somewhere inside the oven. So what's going on? What exactly is going on here? I would think, if let's say a sheretz were to touch this mud, it wouldn't be metame the kli inside. A sheretz has to actually touch the kli itself, so it's protected. It has this force field. So since in benegia the sheretz can't impact the kli inside, one may think if you place this mud-covered kli inside the aviro, nami lo metame. There's another din we said by kli cheres that not only touching the inside will metame the kli, but even in the airspace. So maybe a sheretz hanging out in the airspace, and then you have a kli covered in mud that also, just like you can't touch it and be metame, the avir also maybe shouldn't penetrate the kli that's hidden inside, and it should still be tahor. So the Gemara says, Kamash Milan, that no, since it says tocho, as long as the kli is tocho of a oven with a sheretz there, I don't care if it's covered up by mud, it's going to be metame. So this is a tremendous chiddush.
And this would be considered tocho.
This is considered, no, this is tocho.
The mud covering wouldn't be considered another.
No, it wouldn't be tocho. Correct.
It's
exactly. So what comes out here, interestingly, that you would think in Svara that sheretz would, if it can't be metame, which one's a greater tumma? You would think the negiyah is a greater tumma than being an ol, because the sheretz touches the kli, and avir, it's there's a disconnect. But there's a chiddush here, no, not true. Because if it's negiyah, the sheretz touching the mud won't be metame it, but if it's an avir of a kli cheres with the sheretz, and even though sheretz is here, and the mud-covered kli is here, that will actually be metame it more so than the sheretz touching the mud directly itself. Now, as an underlying point, and not to get involved with now, but I'm sure we'll get involved over the next year and a half or so, one of the ideas of Tumas Ohel, this is Ohel of Kli Cheres, but Tumas Ohel, one of the understandings is, Tumas Ohel is viewed as there's a Negiyah going on here. The Sugis of Maseches Nida, that if there's a mace in the room as another person, we view that as touching each other, even though they're not really touching each other. So now here in the world of a Kli Cheres, it sounds like it's not that way. It being in the Avir of a Kli Cheres, even though Negiyah won't affect you, can't get the Avir, even though Negiyah won't be Metamiyat, the Avir will be Metamiyat. It sounds like that Avir and Negiyah are two different Tumas, at least in the world of a Kli Cheres.
So I didn't understand the Havamina on the Klima Prefet and Tof-Tofo. Why would it even have a Havamina that it's Tamiyat?
Because since the pitcher is inside the...
Okay, but it didn't touch it. Meaning Klima Techet is only tummy when you touch it. There's no avir in Klima Techet.
No, but I'm talking right now, the Klima Techet, the Kli Shatev that you're talking about on the previous page,
yes.
The pitcher inside, the Kli Cheres is here. So the oven, the Kli Cheres.
And the pitcher is inside.
Now I've got food inside my pitcher, metal pitcher.
Right.
And there's a sheretz inside the oven, though.
Right.
So since the bottom of this pitcher, although it's metal, is inside, that sheretz, you would think maybe it could go through the inside of the.
But first of all, the head of the hair, the head of the kli is outside.
Correct. That's what we're learning.
And
yeah.
It's not touching.
Correct.
So really, there's very little havimina to think that it would be metame if avir is not metame.
No, you would think maybe toch. It's not coming because of tame of the metal. It's because since the outer one is a kli cheres. So you might think that kli cheres avir impacts everything in there.
Anything that's inside.
Exactly. Even the kli. Uh-huh. That's how it works. The Gemara now says, one more line before the two dots. Rabbanan hanach lo tzricha kra. Rabbanan say that no, those don't require a pasuk. What are they trying to do this? What are they trying to accomplish with that line here? Look at Rashi, five medium wide lines down. He says, Rabbanan hani ochlin lo tzricha kra. The hach vav yisera de darish lekaman lemute toch tocho. The shavah hanach de labine nine lo itzricha kra li ribayu. They don't need to include this. Tani mitoch nafke dehabetoch ninu. I'm not sure what he's saying here, to be honest. So again, Rabbanan say that mechita, which doesn't protect the kli cheres, right? If you have sheretz on one side, it goes right through the wall and affects the food on the other end of the wall. So now they're the ones who make the drasha of toch v'lo toch tocho. They tell me that a kli shetef that's inside a wall will be matzil, but mechita won't be. So they hold all the food that are covered up in mud, all that doesn't require a special gzerasa kasuv to be metamiyah. To them it's a pasha din. That's considered tocho. They didn't need that drasha available. It was very pasha that if a mud-covered kli is inside an oven, that vade will be metamiyah because it's tocho of a kli cheres. Gemara now says halfway down with the two dots, Rav Yose Bar Ami Rami, he had the following question. Shinoi Kodesh versus Shinoi Bailim. This is a new drasha. Up until now, we've been talking about Shinoi Kodesh, where you're changing the status of the karban, chatas to an oler to a shlamim. Now we're changing the baal. Who's it going to be a kapara for? Another angle now. Umeshana, he gives an answer. What was the question? Mi amarav chatas sheshachta l'shem chatas kshera. The shame ola psula. He says, well, if you shech the chatas for chatas is good, that we know, that's pashit. If you shech the chatas for an ola, that's pasul. Alma, we see again. The la mine, if it's not the same type, an ola is not the same type, it's machribe. But the mine, if it's the same type, meaning it's a chatas, but it's a shame chatas, I have to clarify, sorry. If I shecht an animal, let's say I owe a dam and chalef, I owe two karbanos. So I set aside the animal, the carbon, for my dam. And the Kohen shechts it for my chela, that's a different type of chatas though, but still chatas, that's still good for my dam, even though he had the wrong kavana. But if he shechts it for an ola that I owe, that's puzzle. So the Gemara says, Alma, we see from here, the lamine, if it's not the same type, machrebe, if it's to an ola, chatas to an ola, that destroys it, it ruins it, it's puzzle. But the mine, if it's the same type, even though it's different types of chatos, one's chela, one's dam, it's still the same type, lo machrebe, the same carbon, category of carbonos is not going to ruin it. But v'ha marav, doesn't Rav say, chata sheshachta al misha mechuyiv chatas psula. The chatas is shechted for someone else. I'm bringing a chatas, but it's shechted for Ezra, for his chatas. That's actually possible. So the same type of carbon is actually possible in this case. But if he shechts it for Ezra's ola, if it's al misha mechuyiv ola, then Kshera, it doesn't ruin it. I can still use it for my chatas. So we see from here, Alma, the barmine, if it's shechted for someone else's same carbon, it's machrebe, the same type, does ruin it. But the lamine, if it's shechted for someone else's different type, lamine, lo machrebe. So I know it's very confusing, but that's what comes out. So initially the question is, if it's the same type we said at first, the same type doesn't ruin it, by Shinoi Kodesh, but now we're saying for Shinoi Bailam, changing who it's going to be for, changing to the same type, it will ruin it.
So that's only Pesach, but I'm
yeah, I can't think right now. Pesach's possible anyway, but it has to be right, whoever is part of the guest list.
A lot of the others are okay. No,
I can't get beyond right now the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, Umeshani, the answer, Hasam. When it comes to the Baal, who it's going to be for, it says it has to be Shachat Oso L'chatas, only for that person. So there, when it comes to shechting it, as long as it's shechted to a chatas, whether it's a chatas for dam or a chatas for chelav, it's still good. As long as the chefsa, the shinoi kodesh, are the same topic, it's good. Halcha, when it comes to the Bailam, though, whom it's for, V'kiper alav, it says alav. Because if alav has to be for you, a chatas for me, it can't be a chatas for you. V'lo al chaver, not for you. So the Gemara is medayik, so how come when I shecht it for you for an ola, it doesn't ruin it? Only if I shecht it for you for a chatas, it does ruin it. So the Gemara says, when it says alav, v'lo al chavero, it's referring to chavero dumi d'didei. It has to be a friend who's similar to me. Shemechuyev kapara kemos, it has to be similar in that he's chayiv the same thing as me. So when it comes to shinoi bailam, if you shecht it, it's my carbon. The Kohen shechts it for Reuven's chatas, it's my chatas, for Reuven's chatas, that's when we invoke the pasuk alav v'lo achaver, because it's the same type of chiv he has for me. But if you shecht it for his ola, I'm bringing chatas, but shecht it for an ola, that wasn't even on the discussion here, and that will not disqualify, even though there's a shinoi balm. In other words, it's a gzeres akasav of why it's one way for a shinoi kodesh, and a different gzeres akasav of why it's a different way for shinoi balm. Let's finish the Amud here. The Gemara says now, Rav Chaviva Rami Shinoi Bailam Atoch Tocho Umishana. He had a question from the case of Shinoi Bailam, changing who the kapar is for, to the question of Tumah V'Tahara of Atoch Tocho. And he gives the following answer. Amar Rav, Chatas Sheshachta Al Mish Mechuyiv Chatas, if you shecht my chatas for someone else, for Reuven's chatas, that's Psula. But if you shecht my chatas Al Mish Mechuyiv Ola for some other guy's Ola, that's Kshera. Because we see Alma, Dimina, if it's the same category, namely both Chatos, it's Machrebe, it ruins it. But if it's Shechted, laminate to something that's not the same category, to an Ola, then Lo Machrebe. That's the assumption. But the Hatanim, but doesn't the Braisa tell us when it comes to the case of Tumah and the Sheretz and the Klicheres? Tocho, Vlo Toch, Tocho. Only the Sheretz and the Kli are on the same Tocho. But if the pitch is really high, where the top of the lid is outside the Klicheres, the oven, then that's Toch, Tocho. We don't say the Sheretz will ruin that which is inside the deep pitcher. Even if the pitcher is a metal, still the kli cheres and the sheretz cannot impact that metal pitcher since the top of it is outside the oven. So the Gemara, so we see from here that afilu lab mine, even if it's not the same, sorry, what's the assumption here? Afilu mine, one second here. We say even though lav mine, above we say if it's lav mine, it's lo machribe. An ola, which is not the same type above, if I have my chatas shechted for that guy's ola, it's a lav mine, it won't affect this. But here, lav mine, a kli shetev, which is lav mine, it will create a chatzitza, it will have an effect on the kli cheres. So the question becomes, is lav mine affecting the case, or lav mine not going to affect the case? And the Gemara answers, u'mishani arba tocho ksiva. It says four drushes of tocho. It says tocho, tocho twice. So toch, and then the vav is the second one, and the second toch, and the extra vav, so that's toch, tocho, toch, tocho. They're a total of four drushes. So we learn as follows. It says again, arba tocho ksiva, toch, tocho, toch, tocho. Those are four extra words. Chad l'gufay, one, to teach me the halacha itself. Chad l'gzera shava. One is to teach me exactly. One of the four drushes. One is for the gufo itself to teach me the halacha that what? That the kli charis is metame tocho in the ovir. That's one drush of toch. The second one is to teach me exera shava, to just like it says tocho, that a kli becomes metame through a kli charis because it says the tocho there, so too, just like the kli is metame, the food from the ovir without touching it, so too the ovir will be tame through the charis without actually touching it. So that's Xer Shava. So meaning just like Kalim and food will both be Mitame through Avir, that's learned from the Xer Shava Toch Tocho. The Chad, the third Tocho, is telling me, Tocho Shozeh, O Tocho Shol Acher, only Klicheres has the ability to be Mitame Me'avir, but no other material has the ability to be Mitame Me'avir. And the Idach, the final and fourth Tocho, is telling me, V'lo B'toch Tocho Afilu Klichat Matzio, meaning you can't bring any kashes from the world of Tumah to the world of Zvachim. There's a special Gzeres HaKasav, why even though Kli Shatef is a different material than the Kli Cheres, it's Lav Mineh, the reason why it can serve as a Chatzita, not because a klal that Lav Mineh is Machrebe, Lav Machrebe, nothing to do with that. There's a special Gzeres HaKasav, because the extra word Tocho, below Toch, Tocho. Okay, we'll stop here at Gun Chodesh. I believe tomorrow's daf is easier from what I remember, but we'll